So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he totally removed, he eradicated kufr and shirk from the Arabian Peninsula. And his mehnat, his qurbani was such that 1431 years later, okay, if you minus the 10 years of Madina Sharif, so 1421 years later, there is no sign of kufr and shirk in Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. And the custodians of those harameen are so strict when it comes to anything that may even resemble kufr and shirk. If you are just sitting outside Madina Sharif, you are sitting outside the haram, if you are sitting, and now you decide, no, you want to face towards the gumbat and you want to read something or read some durood or something, immediately if they see you, they'll come. Ruh, ila al-qibla. They face towards the Kaaba Sharif. Why are you facing towards the dome? Now we get upset. They say, but now we want to look at the gumbat. They don't understand what we're doing. They don't know what is our niyat. But they don't want any sign of shirk also to come in those Mubarak lands. This was the, we must actually thank them for being that way. Because had they not been so strict, then we don't know what would have been taking place there. What would have been happening there. So look at the qurbani of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that 1421 years later, still we don't find any kufr and shirk in those Mubarak lands. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran Sharif, he called Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam by so many names. Muzzammil, Muddathir, Rahmatan lil Adameen, mercy unto the worlds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in so many different places. These are just a few names of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then if we have to come to the lineage of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose such a pure lineage for Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now we know that everybody's lineage goes up to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. But coming down, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam, and then Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa sallam. Then from there, coming down, so many different people may have been in between. But in this lineage of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beauty of the lineage of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was so pure, so chaste, that there was no sign of zina in that entire lineage. That each person had married, lawfully married and had a child. Again, lawfully married and had a child. Although zina was a common thing, but in this lineage of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no taint, no zina by anyone whatsoever. And then if we have to come down, every forefather of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a person of nobility and a person who was a leader of his people, a leader of his tribe. If we just have to go up, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, he was the leader of the Quraysh. Then if you go above him, you go above Abdul Muttalib, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name was Abdullah. Right? So if we have to take Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lineage, we have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bin Abdullah. He is the son of Abdullah. Bin Abdul Muttalib, the son of Abdul Muttalib. Now Abdul Muttalib was the leader of his clan. Then we got bin Hashim. Now Hashim, he was also the leader of his clan. He was such a leader of his clan that the whole clan was named after him. This is why when we say what is Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, we say he was from the Banu Hashim family. Where that Hashim came from? From his great grandfather, Hashim. So he too was a leader. Then if you go above Hashim, Abd Manaf. So Abd-e-Manaf also, he was a leader of his people. And above Abd-e-Manaf was Qusay. Qusay also, he was a leader of his people. And then after that, there is difference of opinion as you're going up. But up to here, it is 100% secure. But all those links that you go up, everyone was a leader, he was a respectable person, he was a person of knowledge, he was a person of nobility. And then came Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the leader of all leaders. And then if we have to take the birthplace of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat chose Makkah Sharif, the pulse of the world. The pulse of the world. The Kaaba Sharif, this is exactly center of the world. This is why when it is Zawal in Makkah Sharif, then you don't have a shadow for Zawal. Any other place in the world, at Zawal time, you will have a shadow. Sometimes it's one finger length. South Africa, at Zawal time, you will have a shadow that is two finger length, the breadth of two fingers. But in Makkah Sharif, there is no shadow at the time of Zawal. Because it is dead center. And Kaaba Sharif is dead center. So that place, which is the pulse, the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had declared as the Haram, the place is so sacred. Makkah Sharif is such a sacred place that even the grass in Makkah Sharif is sacred. The grass of Makkah Sharif cannot be cut without a reason. The leaves of Makkah Sharif cannot be broken. The animals of Makkah Sharif, they cannot be troubled. It is a sacred place. It is a haram. The only person who was permitted to wage war in Makkah Sharif was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sanctity of Makkah Sharif was uplifted for the duration that it took for Fatih Makkah, for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to take over Makkah Sharif. And after that, the sanctity of the city was returned. Now how important is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nobody else had this privilege. Only Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if it wasn't for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where that Kaaba would have come into existence? My Shaykh Muhammad Patel Sahib, and I always read this couplet to you, that agar Muhammad na hote, I heard it from my Shaykh Muhammad Patel Sahib, da'an barakatum, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota, na qibla, na Kaaba, na Makkah, Medina, na masjid ki unche minare, na qibla, na Kaaba, na Makkah, Medina, agar Muhammad na hote, to kuch bhi na hota. There would have been nothing. So that place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a very, very sacred place. And then that Medina Sharif, which is now the resting place for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya, what do we have to speak about that city? What do we have to speak about that city? Every mu'min, whether he has been to Medina Sharif or not, his heart is pulled in the direction of Medina Sharif. That wonderful couplet comes to mind. Shahre Mehbooba Hoga Jahan Bhi Kahi. Hazrat always sings this couplet. Shahre Mehbooba Hoga Jahan Bhi Kahi. Aashiqo Ka Suna Hai Wahi Hai Watan. Phir Medina Ki Lazzat Ko Main Kya Kahu. Kaash Hota Medina Mein Mera Watan. That I have heard that the lovers, they say that their most beloved city is the city wherein their beloved resides. Where their beloved resides, that is their beloved city. Then what can I say about Medina Sharif? If only that Medina Sharif had been my hometown. If only it had been my place of residence, my hometown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to our latter portion of our life, he must take us away there to Medina Sharif, and he must take our souls while we are in Medina Sharif. So these are just a few facts, the Asma, the Mubarak names of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, little bit on the lineage of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and also the birthplace, the place of Hijrat, and the resting place of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, the greatest cities on earth. I was telling one child in the maktab today, I said, when you talk about Pietermaritzburg, then you can just say Pietermaritzburg. When you talk about America, you can just say America. You talk about England, you can just say England. You talk about Paris, say Paris. You don't want to say the whole Paris too, call it Ris or call it Pa, whatever you feel like, no problem. But if you take Medina Sharif's name, then you either say Medina Sharif or say Medina Munawwara, say it with some respect. And when you take Makkah Sharif's name, then say Makkah Muazzama or Makkah Sharif. Because these are the greatest cities on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us again and again, again and again to the Haramain Sharifain and also to Masjid al-Aqsa. So we conclude by saying, لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه بعد خدا بزرگ تو هي قصة مختصر. That it is never possible to praise Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as he ought to be praised. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest, who is the greatest after Allah ta'ala, it is an open and shut case. None other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, give us the true muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala and for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll stop here today, and inshallah tomorrow we will discuss a few more things, and then we'll start discussing the sifat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته